Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. Wanted to thank you for taking time to listen in today. We continued this past Sunday in our series where we're talking about the kingdom citizen, how only one kingdom will last forever, and God wants things to be here as they are in heaven. Jesus is teaching this famous sermon, a Sermon on the Mount, found in Matthew chapter 5 through 7. And this week, we really looked at just a few verses. Here's what they say in chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on the hill cannot be hidden, nor do a people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. I mean, it's a famous passage, the salt and light passage, where it talks about how this is who we are as Christians. It's not even something we need to try to be. It is by the very nature of who we are, as believers, we are the salt and light of the earth. So I was thinking about that, and what I was sharing was how God wants to use our life for a greater purpose because of who we are. That we're designed to make an impact like salt does, that everyone knows what salt can do. And in that culture back then, salt was a preservative mostly. Obviously, it gave flavor to food, but it was used to preserve things. They didn't have refrigerators like we do today. So in that same way, that's what the Christian does in our culture, that we are preservatives of the decay that's happening, the brokenness in the world, and we add flavor to the world. We are able to do things in the world that make an impact, just like salt does. When it comes to light, it really is talking about us being kind of the way to point people to Christ, that the way we live and the way that we share the truth is going to point people to Christ. And then lastly, it talks about how that, you know, let our good works be shown before all men. I love that, what it says is that people will look at our life and will give glory to the Father in heaven. And that means that the way that we live is actually going to point people to Christ because the way we live doesn't make sense to them. And isn't that true, that when a Christ follower lives out the values of Christ and values of the gospel, isn't it true that people look at them like, you know, why are you this way? Why do you have such hope? Why do you have such joy, such peace, such kindness, such gentleness, such self-control? Why do you have the kind of love that you have? They maybe not understand that they're giving glory to God, but when they value those things, when they say, wow, I respect that person, I admire that person, in essence, they are giving glory to God. And doesn't Peter tell us that we should live in such a way that someday people will ask us for the hope that we have within us? That's the thing, that we are made to be reflectors of the glory of God, that the light that's in us comes from Christ as he reflects himself in and through our lives to others. And is there a bigger hope in the world? You know, I can think of many famous people who've made a difference for Christ, and when we think about those, oftentimes, you know, these famous people, we think, man, you know, I don't have their position, or I don't, you know, I can't do what they did. But isn't it true that the most important people in your life who have pointed you to Christ usually were like a mom or a friend or a parent or a grandparent? God uses every one of us to point others his way. That as we live out the life of Christ, others see that. Others will know Christ by the way that we love each other as Christians. This is the importance of what it means to be a Christ follower, what it means to make an impact for his glory, what it means to be salt and light. The only thing that holds us back is whether or not we're going to come close to God. And as we draw near to the Lord, he will draw near to us. And as he draws near to us, he will reflect his beauty and his glory in and through our lives to others. Lord, help us to draw near to you with all of our heart and with all of our soul, with all of our mind, and with all of our strength, that we would seek you out first. Lord, use our lives. Shine your light in and through us that other people may find you. Lord, help us to be on mission with you as you share your message of the gospel with others. We ask that in your son's name. Amen. Maybe just take a second and think about what it means to be salt and light, and just ask the Lord to help you to reflect his glory wherever you're at today. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Till next time, God bless.